For this week's podcasts in English.com, we're talking about smoking, or rather, not smoking. It's World No Tobacco Day on the 31st of May. So, Jackie, what's that all about?
World No Tobacco Day, it's a day organised by the World Health Organization, the WHO. And they say that that tobacco is one of the main causes of death in the world, and it's one of the main causes that you can stop. It says that about 5 million people die every year because of smoking.
Okay. Now, England is going to ban smoking in public places soon. Isn't that right?
Yes. In fact, very soon, on the 1st of July, the British government says that it's going to ban smoking in all enclosed public places. And this includes offices where people work, factories, pubs and bars, but not outdoors or in private homes.
Okay, now I know in the British Isles, Ireland and Scotland already ban smoking in public places, but these aren't the first countries, are they?
No, in fact, the United Kingdom is England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. And in fact, England is the last of all those countries to introduce a non-smoking ban. But the very first country to do this was the Irish Republic. They actually banned smoking 3 years ago now, March 2004. They were the very first country to ban smoking in public places. And then they were followed a few months later by Norway.
So Ireland have banned smoking in public places since 2004?
2004, yes.
So has it been a success?
Yes, it has. It's interesting because at the time, a lot of people really, really hated the idea of the ban. And I think especially in places like Ireland, which has a very strong pub culture, people like going to the pub and a lot of people smoke there. And before the ban, bars, pubs and restaurants, the people there said that they would lose business. They were really worried about losing money. They said that people would stop going out. However, this is not true. In fact, the opposite is true. There are more non-smokers now who go out, and the number of smokers stays the same. So, in fact, businesses have improved.
Oh, right.
And going to non-smoking places, this is considered normal now, so it's not a problem anymore in Ireland. But I do have one funny story. There is a pub in Ireland, the Republic of Ireland, and the landlord bought a double-decker bus, and he parked the double-decker bus outside the pub. And so whenever anybody wanted to have a cigarette, they could go outside the pub and go into the double-decker bus and have a cigarette.
So the double-decker bus is not a public place?
No. None of his staff are allowed to go on the bus. He's the only one who's allowed to go in the bus and to clean it.
Okay. So that's Britain and Ireland. What about other countries around the world with smoking bans?
Yes, in fact, many countries have some kind of restriction on where people can smoke or a restriction on the advertising of cigarettes. Did you know that smoking was banned on Bondi Beach in Australia, for example?
Bondi Beach, you mean?
Is it Bondi Beach?
Yes.
They banned it on the beach.
Yes, I remember that because people were putting the ends of their cigarettes,
the cigarette butts,
in the sand, so they stopped that.
Wow, and that's outside.
Yes.
Bhutan, the kingdom of Bhutan in the Himalayas, they've actually banned the sale of tobacco products. And in fact, I think they're the only country in the world where you can't buy tobacco.
Good for them.
Mm-hmm. Cuba has banned smoking on public transport, in shops and other closed spaces as well.
But what about Fidel Castro, he's a huge cigar smoker, isn't he?
He was a huge cigar smoker. In fact, he gave up smoking in 1986 for health reasons.
That long ago? 1986?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. France has recently introduced no smoking in workplaces and other public buildings as well this year.
Okay. What about Italy? Weren't they one of the first in Europe?
Yes, Italy banned smoking in all enclosed public places in January 2005, and that includes bars, restaurants, and offices.
Okay.
But also places like Iran, Kenya, Singapore, Tanzania, they all have some restrictions on smoking.
Great. So, Jackie, all these countries are trying to stop people from smoking. But I think one of the biggest things is the prices they charge for cigarettes. Can you tell us something about that?
Well, I do know that in the UK, the price of a packet of fags is one of the most expensive in the world. It costs over £5 for a packet of cigarettes in the UK.
Wow. So that's what? That's about $10 US
now. It's over $10 for a packet of cigarettes. So people who smoke 20 a day, they could be saving $10 a day by not smoking. So a Pi membership is only 1.5 packets of cigarettes. So that's a good reason to start smoking.
Yes. All right, Jackie. Thanks very much for that. Bye-bye.
Bye.